Welcome to the Embodied CEO Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kirsten. We are integrative performance dietitians, entrepreneurs, and business mentors.
And we're tired of RDs not fully stepping into their power.
In this podcast, we're empowering RDs to use their fucking voice and expertise. There's not just a seat at the table for you, but you are the head of the table.
It's time to usher in a new paradigm of leadership as professionals and business owners. We're here to shake things up and have a damn good time doing it. So let's get started. We're live. I'm so excited.
We're here.
This is officially the first episode. How are you doing?
I'm awesome, and it's kind of crazy because we've talked about this for so long, and like, we're here, and we're doing it, and we're counting down, and it's go time. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I'm so freaking excited. I'm currently sitting in my bedroom right now for this podcast.
Which is ironic, because that's where I should be, because we're doing this at like a very weird time. You and I don't usually do stuff this time of day. Like, it's late today for me. It's like 8:15, and that's really late. Like, I should be in my bedroom. I am not. I'm in my office. It's very odd.
I am usually the night owl. For people that might be tuning in that don't know us, tell us who you are, and then I'll share my secrets about the behind the scenes.
Yes, the behind the scenes of your bedroom. It's not that kind of podcast. Who I am. This is our first episode. I guess we have to do an official here's who we are. So I'm Kirsten. If we have not met, hi, I'm so excited to meet everyone. Who am I? I'm a dietitian, but that is not how I identified for a long time. And it's not a second career dietitian. I've been a dietitian my whole adult life, but I didn't identify as a dietitian for a really long time because it was a path that didn't feel good to me. So I started out, you know, the normal path, did my undergrad, did my master's, did my DI, and said to my preceptors that I wanted to be in private practice. And I immediately got the, that's cute, right? Like, who's in private practice? Nobody makes it in private practice. And then I said I wanted to work with sports and performance in private practice. And this was back in 2004, when that was like not a thing. That just didn't happen. So I got a lot of laughs. Like, I don't know how yours was when you were in your internship, but that was just like unheard of.
Yeah, I think people thought I was crazy and not going to make it, I think was the official assumption, because I didn't like to spend my time in the classroom studying for a 4.0. I liked to be having the experiences. So I was slinging Gatorades and smoothies behind the scenes at Virginia Tech Athletics and like hustling in a very different way. So I very much relate to your journey.
Isn't it funny how I feel like most dietitians I've talked to had that in their background, right? Like that was the, I wanted to do the thing that nobody told me I could do. And then we're all told we can't do it. And then 95% of us are like, yeah, womp, womp, I guess I won't. And we follow a traditional path, right? And I kind of followed a prescribed path, I guess, but I never did clinical outside of my internship because it just wasn't for me. Like it's not where I wanted to be. So I worked in corporate wellness for a long time. And then I got really jaded. And there was actually a time period, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, where I truly contemplated dropping my RD credential.
Wow.
Because I just didn't want to. Yeah, I don't even think I ever told you that. I had like an existential crisis about, do I want to continue putting this effort into this? Because it just was super disheartening. And I didn't want to do it anymore. Obviously, I didn't go that route. I kept it. Here we are. But it's not, it for a long time didn't light me up.
Yeah. So you went straight from internship to corporate wellness. Did you like corporate wellness?
I did because it was business. And I didn't know this at the time, but like that's where my heart is, right? The business of nutrition. And that sounds very commercial and that's not what I mean, but we'll get into that later. But I liked it because it was non-traditional. It wasn't what I wanted to do long-term. That dream of I'm going to own my own business and I'm going to work with exactly who I want to work with was always there. But I actually stepped away from dietetics for a minute. I had kids, you know, that happened. I had a bunch of kids and then they kind of take over your life for a minute. But I also worked, they do. That's like literally their job. It's like disrupt is their job. And I have no regrets. But I also, after that, stepped away and worked with my husband for a really long time doing other things, building other businesses. So business has kind of always been the theme for me. And it wasn't until after the kids kind of got back to school and, you know, all the kids were taken care of during the day and we had sold that other business, I said, I'm going to step back into this thing that I love. Like, I'm going to step back into what originally was my passion And I'm really glad, actually, that I waited until that point, because it was then that I had enough wisdom and age and I don't give a shit under my belt that I said, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And it was the first time in my nutrition career that it truly felt aligned and a full hell yes, I want to show up for this. It's kind of been my path.
I love it so much.
Tell me you.
Well, before I talk about mine, I also want to highlight the fact that you and your husband were building in one of the most cutthroat industries in this day and age too. And I just think that that experience that you had managing a business of that size has been a really cool part of your journey that I think gives you a unique skill set. So kudos to you. And also, I'm always in awe of the kid thing. Like, I don't know how you do it all and how you have enough time.
The secret, this is a side note, the secret for kids, you cannot stop to think about all the things that you're doing. That is the secret. The second you start to think about it, you go, what the hell is happening in my life right now? So you can't do that. But the business that, like, you're right, it was a huge turning point of kind of stepping into what I knew I was really good at and just having the confidence to do it. Because we're going to talk about this a lot, I think, you and I, the confidence piece of our industry, right? But this was a different industry. It was IT. I was surrounded by a bunch of very confident men. They had no qualms about their skill set, right? And I was the female among them, and I was the boss. My husband and I owned the company, and it was a very quick learning curve of you better show up and step up. And I did, and I'm so grateful I did, because it was the exact stepping stone and launching pad I needed to then do that in our world, in the nutrition world.
So freaking cool.
All right, tell us about your journey, Brooke. How did you end up here? What brought you here?
What's interesting is ours are very similar. That's probably why we gravitated towards each other and became internet friends and then in real life friends. But I started in undergrad at Virginia Tech, and I had an interest in sports. I was doing personal training. I was teaching group fitness. I was always working and diving into how can I learn by doing. Wasn't always the best student. I didn't have like a super shiny GPA, but I was determined to go on to grad school and get an internship, which I thankfully landed on my first try. I know it's super challenging for RD2Bs. Like, it's hard to get an internship, especially nowadays. And I went to grad school and did my internship, and I worked at the university at a healthcare center, and I liked it, but I knew that wasn't my path. And similar to you, I didn't really like clinical. It was so sterile, and like, you're just going into these rooms with people and you have maybe 10 or 20 minutes and they're not paying attention and they don't care. You know, they're not making these changes and you're not making impact. And I was like, this just feels pointless. And not only that, I was also in a state where dietitians could do pretty much nothing. And doctors were the ones who even had to give them insure. So I was like, this is garbage.
I love how you just said were, because like, that's in past tense, but it's really not. That is still the case in so many places where the RD is there as like a shadow in the background. And whatever the clinical RD says just gets overwritten by a doctor anyway, even though like there was a whole diet prescription ordered and here we are. Yeah.
It's literally like, hi, doctor, sir, can I have your permission to order an insure? Like, what? I just don't get it. And it was never something that felt aligned for me. So I looked for a lot of really non-traditional jobs and I ended up in tech. I worked for a tech company. I was building the nutrition side of an app. So I was in charge of help the tech team figure out algorithms and how do we translate nutrition into a smartphone app and to a computer to do what I would do. And I did a lot of recipe creation and a lot of really unique things. I started podcasting there. I started getting into social media marketing and all kinds of stuff that I knew was something I loved to do. And then I knew I always wanted to work for myself, but I'm going to be honest, I was one of those people where I was like, oh, I need to put in my time. Like, I don't have enough experience as a dietitian. It's only been 3 years. But then when the whole world got shaken up, I was like, fuck it. What do I have to lose? And so that's really what led me into private practice. And here, which now it's almost been a year and a half since we both started. We met before then, but we became close when we both started our businesses a year and a half ago.
Which is actually really funny because you and I were IG friends. Like, you know how a bunch of dietitians, like, we're all connected on IG because it's really, really small world that we function in as dietitians, right? So we were connected, and then we both live in the Carolinas. And this is a funny story because the first time you and I actually saw each other in person was in Arizona.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
At the SCAN conference. And you recognized me by my hair, which you can't see us right now, but my hair. I had the longest hair. I did. And Brooke came up behind me at this. You came up behind me at this conference and you just tapped me on the shoulder and you're like, hey, I'm Brooke. And I forget what your Instagram handle was back then, but you like gave me your Instagram handle and I was like, compute. I'm like, oh my God, it's you. It was the craziest thing. Like we live like 2 hours from each other, but we flew across the country to meet each other in person, which is funny.
Yeah, I did that in a non-creepy way. I just snuck up behind you and was like, hello, I'm Brooke West _RDN from the internet.
And then you ran away. You ran back. Do you remember this? You ran back to the other side of the like little room. It was like that, you know, your normal like ballroom conference room where all conferences happen. And you like tapped me on the shoulder. You said that. And then you ran back to the other wall. And I was like, okay, hi. That just happened.
I'm really goofy and awkward. And I'm even goofier and more awkward in person. But once we all just know that and embrace it, it's great.
I don't think you're goofy or awkward at all. I think you're awesome. But it is funny because we kind of have been on this parallel business journey on our personal nutrition businesses. And I actually started mine back up in 2017, but I didn't like do much with it because I was so disheartened by everything in the industry that it was like, eh, we'll see where this goes. And I didn't put my heart and soul into it. And I think I really started putting my heart and soul into it when you and I kind of crossed paths again. And we both said, we're going to dig down and do this. But it kind of brings us to why we're here, because this grew, like the reason you and I are here today, having this podcast, grew out of that entire backstory. Brooke, talk to me about, you first came up with this idea. Talk to me about what spurred on this idea of let's do this podcast.
Because I don't think people are having the hard conversations. I think dietitians, no one get mad at me, don't cancel me on our first episode, tend to be very robotic, like very rigid, very meek, and don't have the confidence to run a business. So much of what we do when we lead people through coaching, when we are making decisions and leading a team in our business, it's just having the confidence. We're all going to fuck up sometimes. And so you need to kind of just like get over it and start making moves. And I think that I was just personally really tired of seeing the same things over and over again. And I was like, we need to have these conversations that we're having alone on Zoom when we're checking in on each other and our businesses on a platform where other people can hear what we're seeing and learn from what we've learned. Because we did have a pretty long, grueling path to where we are with our flourishing businesses that we love. It wasn't always rainbows and butterflies.
And it still isn't, right? Like that's the reality of it, but that's what it takes to show up in this business and any business. So we kind of, I think, both sat down and said, this is about more than nutrition. This is about leadership. This is about showing up. This is about digging in and embracing who almost every dietitian I've ever met is deep down. We are type A, strong-minded, very capable, highly educated, determined people that have, and I always say it, we've been raised to, that's how I put it, because we were raised by our professors and our preceptors. We've been raised to fall into a stereotype. And that stereotype is the meek, demure, quiet, white coat that waits to be invited to the conversation. And that's bullshit, because half the time we're the ones who come up with the conclusion to the conversation. Why are we an afterthought? Why are we a footnote? Right. And I think that's kind of what, when you first had this idea, that's what resonated with me. It's like we do not deserve to be a footnote, and we're partially to blame because we're accepting being the footnote. So I think those are the conversations that you and I both want to have.
100%. And I mean, I was one of those people. Don't think I'm, you know, sitting here saying like everyone can be better. I went through that growth period because I worked, you know, it was almost all men. And I didn't stand up for myself, and I didn't stand up for my profession, and I didn't stand up for my expertise. And I let people dictate what I should and shouldn't do. And enough was enough. And now I'm stepping into my voice, my power, and really owning just how much knowledge I have, and that I get to share that in a really fun and creative way. And so I think that that path, there was so many lessons learned, and I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And I think it's going to be super freaking rad to have a platform where we get to talk about all this.
Yeah. And it feels fucking good, doesn't it? To be on the path where you're like, I am dictating my own destiny, my own path. You know, it's funny. You said you were that person for a minute, right? And I don't feel like I was ever that person, but I was the person who just said, I'm just going to leave. right? I was like, this industry sucks. I feel like I'm not heard. I feel like I don't get to speak up. I feel like it is unacceptable for me to speak up. I feel like I am not allowed to be who I need to be in order, not just for my own satisfaction and well-being, but also to help my clients. Because how can you help a client if you're not invited to the conversation? How can you make these transformations when you're not even part of the process? So you kind of were that person that let other people dictate. I was the person who just said, well, fuck it, I'm just going to leave, right? And that's when I had my existential crisis of, do I just drop my RD and not do my continuing ed and just say the hell with all of it? And I'm grateful I didn't, but it was truly that, it was that frustrating to me. The space that I wanted to be in, that I knew we had so much to give, and I had worked so hard to study for and become, and I was that straight A student. I was that, like, here's the 4.0 GPA and here are the things. And it was super important to me. And then I didn't get to utilize it. And that just really annoyed me. So yeah, I'm grateful that we both had these paths to come to this point today, to sit here and have this conversation so that other RDs and future RDs know that there's a platform where you don't have to be that.
Absolutely. And I think it's important too, because not only is it about being an RD, but we're running our own businesses and we're starting to lead teams. And we've got, you know, amazing women working for us. And there's just so much to be learned, because we're definitely not taught about the business management as dietitians. That is very much lacking.
100%. And I feel like we kind of have to come by that blood, sweat, and tears, right? We have to claw our way through and kind of figure it out. I feel like I had a head start because of that other business with my husband. But even that, it's applicable. But then you have to translate that to where we are in our world. Because that was a world where leadership is very much valued. It's IT, right? Leadership is very much valued and it is expected. And even women at the table, it's expected in IT at this point. And then come to our industry and nutrition where it's mostly women and we're not even expected to pull up a chair, right? So it's valuable that that was our background, but you and I both have stepped through this blood, sweat, and tears to establish our own businesses and grow from here. And we're just starting, right? We're scratching the surface, like the sky's the limit.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. So what are some of the things we're going to be talking about? What can people expect to hear on this podcast?
A lot of F-bombs, and that's me, and Brooke has learned to accept it. So that will happen. This is not G-rated. Watch your kids in the car. No, but what we're going to talk about, and I'm super stoked about this because these are truly the conversations that you and I have offline all the time. We're going to talk about struggles in business. We're going to talk about how to overcome struggles in business. We're going to talk about the things that we see all the time, repeated over and over, with RDs and leaders and business owners in our industry in general. But we're also going to talk about some of those WTF moments of things that we see. There's going to be some comments about doctors. It's going to happen. We already had one earlier with the insurer. It's going to be more. There's going to be comments about and stories about, and this to me is really important, about pulling that confidence out of RDs, that feeling of, I'm not allowed to have an opinion. No, like that's gone. That's like off the table, not acceptable. We will not stand for that. So there's going to be a lot of conversation about how do we level up as a whole? How do we establish our businesses? How do we claim the space? How do we, and I love this sentence, I say it all the time, how do we disrupt the status quo? And how do we just say, I am here and I'm taking up space because I'm really bleeping good at what I do?
Hey, it's already explicit. You don't got to bleep it.
I know, right? I'm like, why did I just bleep that? It's explicit. I just dropped the F-bomb like three times.
You went to mom mode for a minute. You're like, bleep it.
I did.
Jesus.
I did.
That's funny.
I heard myself say, kids in the car. And immediately I was like, wait, take it down, take it down, take it down.
I'm so excited about this.
It's going to be good. We have a lot of thoughts and we have a lot of anecdotes and stories. And I feel like there's not a week that goes by that you and I don't text each other and go, what the fuck just happened? Listen to what I just heard from this client. And not the client, but like, listen to what just happened to this client and how they ended up with me. Or listen to what this other dietitian said. And you and I both do business mentorship. We both play multiple roles. We'll dig into that more, right? But you and I hear these things from clients, from nutrition clients. We also hear these things from other RDs. And the way that these things have become mainstream and norm, and the industry hasn't changed in the 20 years that I've been in it, we're barely moving the needle. And that's sad. There's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it almost feels archaic the way we're going about things. And I'm really excited to see it feels like a lot, but I don't know if that's just because of how plugged in I am to the world of dietitian entrepreneurs. But I think that we're seeing the shift in people. Of all the craziness that's happened the last couple of years, I will say that there's a lot of positive that came out of it. And I think that's one, or people are assessing, like, how do I add value and what's my purpose and what do I really want to do? Do I really want to clock in at a hospital on Christmas? If you love clinical, hey, my hands are up, all the power to you. So I don't mean any harm there. But if that's not what you want, you don't have to do it. And I'm really excited to see this profession grow and expand into virtual practices and giving people time freedom, location freedom. And I think that, like you said earlier, this is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface and we're just getting started.
Yeah. I love what you said about, you know, we're kind of in a weird part of humanity and time at the moment, right? With the pandemic and all the things that have happened. But the one, like you said, positive is people have changed what they will accept, right? Like people have said, life is short and things are complicated and life is uncomfortable enough. I don't want to spend 40 years of my life doing the 8 to 5 with a capped salary. Let's talk about that also. We're going to talk about salary a lot, you guys. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about how there isn't any for everything that we know and everything that we do, and we get paid shit. We're going to talk about that. And that's the reason that the good dietitians leave, because you can't make a living. You can get paid, but you can't make a good living as a dietitian doing the thing that you love. It's just a road that is full of obstacles. So people have different expectations as a result of the pandemic and having been uncomfortable for several years at this point. And I love it, because that's what it takes. It takes some discomfort to make a shift.
Yes. I'm so excited for, especially what is probably going to challenge people. Some of this is going to be uncomfortable conversations. I think a lot of us don't feel comfortable even talking about money, but we need to, because we have to advocate for ourselves and our worth and exactly the value we provide. So this is going to be juicy.
I have no problem talking about money. So we're going to be talking about money a lot. We will talk about money with an F-bomb all at the same time, in the same sentence even. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes. And we really want you all to give us feedback on what you think, what you thought of the podcast. Rate us, share us. We're going to make sure that everything is linked up. So we have our Instagrams and everything down below in the show notes. So we are just getting started on this journey, and we are super freaking pumped for all of you to listen.
Yes, can't wait. And you know what I'm going to add to that? We want you to share with us the WTF moments that you see and the things that frustrate you. Because if you're not comfortable unpacking them, don't worry, we will unpack them, because that's what we're here for. We're here to have those hard conversations that may ruffle some feathers, and that's okay, inside and outside our profession. So share with us what you want to hear about and what you're frustrated with, because it needs to be said.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk to y'all next time.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, Brooke, you can find me on Instagram at westnutrition.co, and you can visit my website, westnutrition.co.
And to connect with me, Kirsten, head on over to Instagram and look for Your Fitness Dietitian, or head to yourfitnessdietitian.com on the web.
Make sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast.
And now go out there and disrupt that status quo.